Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and we are celebrating the season. This is part one of our look back at the 2023-2024 Broadway musical season. Plus, we will look forward to the Tony Awards, which will take place on Sunday, June 16th. So I will mention any Tony nominations each show received as we go through them chronologically as we're going to work our way through the season. Last Sunday, May 19th, officially marked the end of the Broadway season, according to the Broadway League, during which 21 musicals opened, of which six were revivals. And of the original musicals, three were jukebox musicals. The first show of the season was one of those jukebox musicals that had its premiere at the Shakespeare Theater Company in Washington, D.C. in November of 2021. The show ultimately then moved to Broadway in June of 2023, kind of right after the end of the previous season, and it was called Once Upon a One More Time. The description of the show is, when the fairy godmother goes rogue and plops copies of the feminine mystique in the laps of classic fairy tale heroines, they're inspired to try and change their stories, all set to the soundtrack of songs made famous by Britney Spears. And yes, indeed, it was a jukebox musical featuring songs recorded by Britney Spears, featuring a very talented cast. Actually, a big number of people in this cast were making their Broadway debuts, but one of the Broadway veterans in the cast playing the evil stepmother was Jennifer Simard, who sang this song, Toxic, in the show, Once Upon a One More Time.
Baby, can't you hear your call out? A guy like you should wear a warning. You're dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Too high, can't come down. Losing my head, spinning round and round. Can you feel me now?
Don't you know that you're toxic?
Next up, from July of 2023, is Here Lies Love, which charts the rise and fall of Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos in the Philippines. The show was first presented as a song cycle and concert in 2006 and 2007, and then as a concept album in 2010. The first stage production began at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in 2012, before moving off-Broadway to the Public Theater in 2013 for a limited engagement. It then returned for another run at the Public in April of 2014. In September of 2014, a production was mounted at the Royal National Theatre in London, where it was nominated for an Olivier Award as Best New Musical. Further work was done on the show for the next production in Seattle in 2017, which focused on translating the show's immersive experience for a proscenium stage, which was exactly what ultimately opened at the Broadway Theatre in July of 2023 after a massive reconfiguration of that theater space. I saw the show in November, and it was amazing what they had done to the Palace Theater to turn it into a disco nightclub. The show has a score by David Byrne and Fatboy Slim. For the Broadway production, they had many of the original off-Broadway cast members, except for Ruthie Ann Miles, who was doing Sweeney Todd, the revival of Sweeney Todd, in which she was playing the beggar woman. So she was replaced, unfortunately, for the show, but she was replaced fantastically by Ariel Jacobs, who was terrific as Imelda Marcos. We are going to hear, and Tony nomination wise, I forgot to mention the Tony nominations. The show received 4 Tony Award nominations, including Best Score, Scenic Design, Sound Design, and Choreography. Since there was no Broadway cast recording, we can turn back to the off-Broadway cast recording, since many of the cast members are the same. We're going to hear the title song, sung by Ruthie Ann Miles and Melody Bitu. Then we're going to hear Jose Lana with A Perfect Hand and Conrad Rickamora with The Fabulous One from Here Lies Love.
Though I'm just a young girl from Leyte, whose dresses are all hand-me-downs and scraps, I'd see the people smile when I would sing for them. How happy they all seem when I would dance. Poor. To prosper and to fly, a basic human right, the feeling in your heart that you're secure. Is it a sin to love too much? Is it a sin to care? I do.
Sometimes I country. We were almost overrun. I knew if I did not react, they'd kill us, everyone. I promised to my mother. She meant so much to me that for every single tear she shed, there'd be a victory. That for every single tear she shed, there'd be a victory. Who's holding aces and who's gonna fold and who's got a secret and
bold. surviving. They're living in shanties. Our country's in trouble, but her party goes on. Now I have risen. At the risk of her ire. And I have risen. At the risk of her scorn. About the fabulous one out on her yacht, bacchanalian feasts on the palace roof, they party till dawn. Now a cultural center for Callas and Bernstein, that monument rises for the fabulous one. Now I have risen at the risk of her eye. And a monument rises. The stench of the toilets, but it'll stand there. Come on, let me hear you say, rise up.
We're moving chronologically through the musicals from the 2023-2024 season, and we're now up to August of 2023 and Back to the Future. Although this seems like an unlikely film to be adapted into a musical, Bob Gale, the original screenwriter of the 1985 film, initially expressed interest 20 years ago in doing the adaptation, and development on the show began back in 2012. The show has a score by Alan Silvestri, who wrote the music for the Back to the Future films, as well as many other film scores. And Glenn Ballard, who is a very successful pop songwriter and producer, wrote the songs with him. It opened in London's West End in September of 2021 and received 7 Olivier Award nominations and actually won Best New Musical that season. Of course, a Broadway transfer was a done deal, which included 2 of the West End cast, Roger Bart, already a Tony Award winner, as we know, as Doc Brown, and Hugh Coles as George McFly. With its spectacular special effects, the show has been a hit with tourists. The show has run as of May 19th. It has run 333 performances, and it's still going strong at the Winter Garden Theater. The show has received 2 Tony Award nominations, featured actor in a musical for Roger Bart, and best scenic design. So from the London cast recording, which features, like I said, 2 of the original cast members, we're going to hear Ollie Dobson and Hugh Coles with Put Your Mind to It, and then Tony nominee Roger Bart will sing For the Dreamers from Back to the Future.
You make it sound so easy. I just wish I wasn't so scared.
Scared?
George, buddy, there's nothing to be scared about.
Just remember,
when you walk, take it slow. Like you're going someplace only you can go. And when you talk, don't be loud. Friends are fine, but don't be part of a crowd. And don't be in a hurry, even when you're on.
Don't be blind to it, and we can find to it.
Wait, what stones? And who's Dick Jagger?
Stop apologizing. Be anything you wanna be.
Anything you wanna be. Anything
that you want. State of mind, it's a point of view. If you want that girl, make up your mind to.
Hey, we doing it, let's go. Hey, you feeling it yet, George?
Yeah, right in my neck.
So this one's for the dreamers, whoever tried to make it, though very few ever break through, we celebrate them when they do. Lionize them, call them great, ticker tape parade them. But this one's for the dreamers who strive to be a winner, go as far as they can take it, even if they don't quite make it. This one's for the dreamers. Let's hear it for the dreamers who never stop believing. One grain of sand becomes a pearl. A great idea can change the world. They can see what others don't. Try things others won't. So this one's for the dreamers who live on inspiration. Go as far as they can take it, even if they don't quite make it. This one's for the dreamers. And I know what it's like to be misunderstood. And I know how it feels to be told you're no good. But I couldn't give up. No, I never would. My people just took advantage of me. My distractions just consumed me. But for everyone that gets it right, thousands more keep up the fight. They burn the fires deep in the night until they lose the light. And most just disappear, and we never hear of them. So this one's for the dreamers who have the guts to risk it, to take a chance on what they think. Can't stare them down cause they don't blink. Ridicule them, call them out. No one sees what they're about. Yes, this one's for the dreamers whose names we don't remember. They were close but no cigar, and we don't know who they are. This one's for the dreamers. This one's for the dreamers. Like me.
Next up is the first of two revivals that we're going to hear on this episode. It is Merrily We Roll Along, which opened on October 10th of 2023. And as of May 19th, it has run 256 performances by Stephen Sondheim and George Firth, of course. And I'm not going to talk too much about this smash revival of Merrily, since you can look back into the archives of the Broadway Radio Show and listen to the Putting It Together episode of the musical to get the show's history. But I will say that despite the original 1981 Broadway production being a notorious 16-performance flop, this Maria Friedman-helmed revival has turned into one of the biggest box office hits of the season and will likely secure Merrily We Roll Along a place on the list of commonly revived Sondheim shows going forward. The show has received 7 Tony nominations: Best Musical Revival, Director, Best Actor in a Musical for Jonathan Groff, Best Featured Actor in a Musical for Daniel Radcliffe, Best Featured Actress in a Musical for Lindsay Mendez, Best Sound Design, and Best Orchestrations. So from the smash hit revival of Merrily We Roll Along, here's Daniel Radcliffe with Franklin Shepherd, Inc., and then Jonathan Groff, Daniel Radcliffe, and Lindsay Mendez singing Old Friends.
Now, how do you two work together?
Oh, may I answer that? How do we work together? Sure. He goes. And I go. And soon we're humming along. And that's called writing a song. Then he goes. And I go. And the phone goes ring, and he goes mutter, 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 yes, Jerome, mutter, no, Jerome, mutter, 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 that's his lawyer, Jerome, mutter, 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 do it, Jerome, click sorry, Charlie. So I go, and he goes, and I go, and soon we're tapping away. Sorry, Charlie. Bzz, it's secretary. Bzz, on the intercom. Yes, miss. Bzz, it's a messenger. Thanks, miss. Bzz, will you tell him to wait? Will you order the car? Will you call up the bank? Will you wire the coast? Will you ding? Sorry, Charlie. Mutter, 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 sell the stock. Mutter, buy the rights. Mutter, 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 mutter. Bzz, let me put you on hold. Bzz, yes, miss. Bzz, it's the interview. Thanks, miss. Bzz, will you tell him to wait? Will you wire the car? Will you order the coast? Will you send up the bank? And the telephones blink and the stocks get sold and the rest of us, he keeps on hold and he's into making movies and he's now a corporation. Right. So I play at home with my wife and kids, and I wait to hear the movie bids, and I've got a little sailboat, and I'm into meditation. Right. He flies off to California. I discuss him with my shrink. That's the story of the way we work. Me and Franklin Shepherd, Inc. I am beginning to enjoy this. I promise to be honest if you promise to handle the lawsuit.
Now, Frank, when you do work together, I've always been curious, which generally comes first, the words or the music?
Oh, generally, the contract.
Oh, that sounds like you think making money is a bad thing for an artist.
Money? Did I say money? No, I like money a lot. I mean, it's better than not. But when it's money, money, when you're into money, and you should be. Listen, Frank does the money thing very well, but you know what? Other people do it better. And Frank does the music thing very well, and you know what? No one does it better. Still, the telephones blink and the buzzers buzz, and I really don't know what he does, but he makes a ton of money, and a lot of it for me. Right. So I think okay, and I start a play, but he somehow knows, cause right away it's the ring. Hiya, buddy, wanna write a show? I got a great idea, we'll own all the rights with a 2-week out and a turnaround on that guarantee, plus a gross percent of the billing clause. And there I am in California, talking deals and turning pink. Back in business, and I mean just that. Back with Franklin Shepherd, Inc. Very sneaky how it happens. Much more sneaky than you think. Start with nothing but a song to sing. Next, you're Franklin Shepherd. Oh, wait a second. Wait 1 second. I am getting in too deep here.
Franklin, let me ask you.
See, Frank and I are not that kind of close. Not like we used to be.
Now, Frank!
And friendship is like a garden. You have to water it and tend it and care about it. And you know what? I miss it. And I want it back. Look. Nothing permanent has happened. Just a temporary kink. Friendship's something you don't really lose. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let me lose the greatest composer any lyricist has ever had. Phone him, write him, stop him on the street. You'll recognize him. He's the one going through his checkbook. And tell that man to get back to his piano. Very sneaky how it happens. Every day you're on the brink. First the prizes, then the interviews. Oh my God, I think it's happened. Stop me, twitch before I sink. One more triumph that I can't refuse. In case you didn't notice, this is my first time on TV and my last. No, here's the point. Whatever happens, then we'll all go have a drink. That's the guy I love, the fella who's inside. Mutter, 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 quick to roll, get the president. There's a crazy man on my TV screen. Inside. Just write him care of any Bank USA, Inc.
Hey, here's to us.
Who's like us? Damn few.
Hey, old friend, are you okay? Old friend, what do you say? Old friend, are we or are we unique? Time goes by, everything else keeps changing. You and I, we get continued next week. Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quick made, and in a pinch, sure, they'll do. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend? Here's to us, who's like us, damn few.
So, old friend, fill me in slow. Old friend, start from hello. Old friend, I want the when, where, and how. Old friends do tend to become old habit. Never knew how much I missed you till now.
Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made. Some of them worth something too. But us, old friends, what's to discuss, old friends?
Tell you something. Good friends point out your lies, whereas old friends live and let live.
Good friends like and advise, whereas old friends love and forgive.
And old friends let you go your own way.
Help you find your own way.
Let you off when you're wrong.
If you're wrong, when you're wrong.
Right or wrong, the point is old friends shouldn't care if you're wrong.
Should, but not for too long.
What's too long?
If you're wrong,
when you're wrong.
The thing is, old friends do leave their brands on you, but old friends shouldn't compete.
Old friends don't make demands on you.
Should make demands on you.
Well, don't make demands you can't meet.
Well, what's the point of demands you can meet?
Well, there's a time for demands, whether you meet
no,
them or not.
No, you're never wrong. Never. The last time you admit you're wrong, you're
Hey, old friends, how do we stay? Old friends, who is to say? Old friends, how an old friendship survives? One day chums having a laugh a minute. One day comes and they're a part of your lives. New revolving door. Maybe there's one that's more, if you find one that'll do. But us old friends, what's to discuss, old friends? Here's to us, who's like us. Two old friends, fewer won't do. Old friends, gotta have two old friends helping you balance along. One upbraids you for your faults and fancies.
One persuades you
that the other one's wrong. Most friends fade or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made perfect as long as they're new. But us old friends, what's to discuss, old friends? Here's to us, who's like us? Damn few.
The second revival we're going to hear from is a musical that also opened in October. It actually opened 2 days after Merrily We Roll Along, and it is Gutenberg the Musical, which was a rather unexpected and unusual entry to the Broadway season. It began as a 45-minute one-act at the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York before appearing at the New York Musical Theater Festival way back in 2005, both starring creators Scott Brown and Anthony King, who, you know, they wrote the show. And a full two-act version of the show appeared, also starring Brown and King, at the Jermyn Street Theatre in London in 2006. And later that year, the show, now starring Christopher Fitzgerald and Jeremy Shamos, landed off-Broadway, where it was nominated for various Lortel, Outer Critics, and Drama Desk Awards. It then closed in May of 2007 and went on to have a very successful life, being produced by regional theatres around the U.S. and even internationally. The show tells of Bud Davenport and Doug Simon, hapless authors of a musical about Johannes Gutenberg, who clearly haven't done any research on their subject, but are doing a backers audition for potential Broadway producers, where they are playing all the parts, wearing different baseball caps with the names of the characters on them. It's a very impromptu, silly show where they're singing the songs from the show and clearly have made things up as they're going along. For this Broadway production of the show, Andrew Rannells and Josh Gad, the original stars of The Book of Mormon, were reunited for a limited run with a nightly guest celebrity playing the producer at the end who gives them a contract. And the show turned out to be a huge hit with the audiences, raking in a lot of money at the box office for its 125 performance run. We're going to hear two selections from the show, which received one Tony nomination for Best Musical Revival. We're going to hear Andrew and Josh singing Schlimmer and What's the Word from Gutenberg the Musical.
Act 1, Scene 1. Schlimmer, Germany. A German town full of German things, like sausages and short pants. Gutenberg walks down the dirt streets of this medieval burg and encounters a woman and her daughter on the way to market. They're carrying kraut. Sour kraut.
Good morning, Mr. Gutenberg.
Call me Johann. Johann Gutenberg.
Hello, Mr. Gutenberg.
It's Gutenberg. How are you today, little girl?
Oh, as happy as I can be, considering I can't read.
Another woman throws open her shutters to greet the morning. She dumps her stinky chamber pot, and suddenly the streets of Schlimmer become alive. Not alive like a monster, but alive like a town.
It's nice to live in medieval Germany, in the beautiful town of Schlimmer. We all get along in perfect harmony.
I'm a beef fat trimmer.
Hi.
The beef comes in all white with fat. It leaves a good bit slimmer.
We're just drunks coming home from the bar in the beautiful town of Schlimmer.
Hey, Gutenberg, you got any wine?
You're the wine preacher. Tell us where the wine is.
Is it over here?
It's not over here.
Hey, guys, my wine isn't the answer to all of your problems.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, drinking your wine is the only thing that makes our terrible lives worth living.
Gutenberg. Don Gutenberg. He's the best chap around, at least in this town. Sure as Gutenberg.
Call me Johann.
Gutenberg.
I prefer Johann.
Gutenberg. Black!
Hey, it's the Boot Black!
Shine your boot and back!
Well, sure, Boot Black.
You're a man in your prime making friends all the time, no to Futenberg. 10 ducats!
Hey! Okay, fellas, I gotta be getting back to my wine press shop. Don't you have anything better to do?
No.
Yeah, it's not like we can read.
Hey, you can't read.
Hey, guys! Don't fight. Why don't I buy you a flower from that adorable little flower girl?
Here's a pretty posy. It's the first one of the spring. I stole it from a Jew! My heart is full of hate, and I don't know anything. 'Cause yes, I'm illiterate too!
Ooh, Schlimmer, my lovely Schlimmer, you are the best darn town in Germany!
Gutenberg!
All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah,
let's bring this home, baby.
Okay, we got this.
Yeah.
I'm the pride of Schlimmer, I'm the creme de la creme. I'm the pride of Schlimmer, I'm the creme de la creme. I am Gutenberg. Rumors about Gutenberg spread like the plague.
Hey, Beef Fat Trimmer, so you're chopping some meat.
I just can't seem to chop off these feet. 4 more steaks and I'll finish the herd.
Then take a break and tell me, what's the word?
What's the word? What's the word?
Well, I shouldn't say this, but late last night in the wine press shop, there was a light. It was Gutenberg at the window pane. He was working, he was sweating, he was shouting his name. Now, I wouldn't bet money, but I think it's true that our wine pressing friend is making something new.
Oh, really?
You didn't hear it from me. I'm just a beef fat trimmer trimming fat off the beef.
What's the word? What's the word?
Woman goes to buy some cheese.
Well, hey there.
Hey, I'm milking a cow.
Do you really have to milk that cow right now? I've got hot gossip and it just won't keep. Gutenberg didn't get much sleep last night.
That right.
He might be working on something shady, or he might be working on a special lady.
Oh, a special lady. I wish it were me. I'm very attracted to Mr. G. He's got great buns and he's got great pecs. I'll be heartbroken if he's having sex without me.
I see.
It can't be!
What's the word? What's the word? Another woman sees friend in a field.
Well, hey, have you heard what they're saying? Mr. Gutenberg's got a girl, and he might have kissed her. There's just one problem. It wasn't me. There's some other cow in town giving milk for free. Mr. G stepping out with some pretty miss. I'm gonna tell the whole town she's got syphilis. You wanna go and spread that rumor?
Maybe. But first I've got to bury my dead baby.
Well, that's horrible.
It happens. What's the word? What's the word? Another man is buying apricots.
Hey there, man. I see you're buying some fruit. Have you heard the word about our friend Gutenberg? It seems he's done something great. But all we know for certain is he was up late. It's Monk!
Say no more, my childish friend. I'll find out how this rumor ends. I'll head on over to the wine press shop, and if he's up to something naughty...
So right now we are going to take a quick detour away from Broadway and move to off-Broadway, because one of the major musical theater events of the fall last October was happening at the Shed at Hudson Yards with the premiere of the final Stephen Sondheim musical, Here We Are, with a book by David Ives, based on 2 films by Luis Buñuel, The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie and The Exterminating Angel, which opened on on October 22nd of last year, and it ran until January 21st of this year, directed by Joe Mantello and featuring an amazing cast of actors. I saw the show in November when I was there, and it was a unique, funny, crazy experience and wonderful to see. And The Shed was a perfect venue for the show. I thought it would be very important for us to take a little bit of a break because the cast recording for Here We Are is out. And it's an important show. It's the last Stephen Sondheim original musical. So we're going to hear some selections from it now. We're going to hear The Road 1. We're going to hear all three parts of it, parts 1, 2, and 3 of The Road, which is for the first act of the show. Then we're going to hear Cafe Everything, Toast 1, and The Waiter Song, performed by Dennis O'Hare. These are a whole sequence in the beginning of the show. It's kind of hard to pull songs directly out of the show because having seen the show, the score is intertwined in through a lot of the dialogue. So we're going to hear The Road, Cafe Everything, and The Waiter Song, all from Here We Are.
Who's hungry? Anybody hungry?
Starving.
Ravenous.
Totally famished.
Kids, I'm taking us all to brunch. So let's go find some food.
Wait a minute. There was something I was supposed to do today. Something very important. Let me see. Treadmill, manicure, Zumba class.
Mimis, amicicis. Today, just to be with you all and beautiful women, this is important.
Rafi's right. Everybody, into the car. Now, where do we want to eat?
Anything but Mexican.
Why? What's wrong with Mexican?
It's too spicy.
It's too cheesy.
And it always looks pre-eaten.
What was it I was supposed to do today? Oh, well, no matter. What a perfect day. On a day like today, what could ever go wrong?
Okay, no to Mexican. And how about Italian?
North Italian?
North Italian?
He means Tuscan, don't you love
me? I mean North Italian. Venetian.
What if we try this new place, Cafe Everything? It got great reviews.
Then I say, hell yes!
You look wistful, Dr. Zimmer.
I had a big milestone this week. My 1,000th nose job.
Congratulations!
Anybody we know?
Ooh. I have to have you.
I know. Face it, are we not blessed? If it isn't the sun, it's the bird song. If it isn't the air, it's the view. I'm completely undone by the endless abundance of life, aren't you?
Yes, what?
Don't we all feel blessed?
Tell ABC to screw themselves.
Blessed with health, blessed with friends. Ooh,
blessed with Shakespeare.
Teslas.
Honey.
Blessed with boobies.
Very funny.
Blessed with tons and tons of...
We get it, Fritzy.
Fritz.
Sorry.
Remember when she was Frances?
Oh, how I miss those days.
Is there any news from Abdul?
Not now.
Now what?
What's wrong?
That sky.
What now?
Are there problems with the shipment?
Could be.
Fat chance.
What luck.
What if?
Such bliss.
Will you relax?
Buy this day for me, darling. Buy this perfect day. Forever.
Yes, by this day for us, Leo. By this perfect day. Keep it on display. Let it stay just this way forever.
Go ahead.
I found you a credenza for your embassy.
Never mind credenza.
And a vintage opus song that's darling.
Darling, I have to have you.
Rafi, what are you saying?
I'm saying I have to have you. La vidida estada el tidada. It's an old Morandan proverb.
Well, it's lovely.
La vidida.
Listen, everybody. Say it, Rafi, once again. Listen, people.
La vidida estada el tidada.
Don't you love it? La vidida estada el tidada.
La vidida estada el tidada.
La vidida estada el tidada.
Just love.
La vidida estada el tidada.
Meaning what?
Life's a teat.
Suck it up.
La medida es dada, el tirada. La medida es dada, el tirada. La medida es dada, el tirada.
Jesus Christ.
Now what?
Now what? Only just the end of the world, that's what. Nothing but the end of the world. Comes the revolution, don't laugh, it's coming. Can't you hear the sound of that distant drumming? Once the revolution is up and humming, that'll be the end of the world. Your world. The world of private jets and screening rooms and $100,000 an ounce designer perfumes. The world of Wall Street thieves and fashionistas and Lamborghinis and vodka teenies. It's all so over! Don't you know that?
Fritz, a little joy per fevere. Life is pleasure. We have this day. We have our charmful circle.
You mean charmed.
It's my English. But why not? Call us charmful. And rejoice, Fritz. Rejoice!
Wake up, it's the end of the world, you morons. Welcome to the end of power brokers and hydrofractors and underpaid teachers and overpaid actors and disappearing polar bears and bought and sold elections and infinity pools and Damien Hirsts and phony bank accounts with safe deposit boxes and corrupt banana rat holes like Miranda. They're gonna blow your mergers and your laptops and your bitcoins all to bits.
Fritz. And abracadabra, here's Cafe Everything.
What a perfect day.
Good morning, eaters! Welcome to Cafe Everything! A celebration of plenitude, a hymn to abundance, a paean to endless plenty.
Could we have some water?
I will check on that. Your enabler will be here momentarily.
Wow, they really do have everything here.
And then some.
They've got manna. I'm in heaven.
Ladies and gents, before we munch, we must thank the Lord for inventing brunch.
For sourdough.
Petite marmite, good health.
Good friends.
Bon appetit.
Good morning, adventurers. I'll be enabling your table.
Could we have some water, please?
I will check on that. Can I take your order?
Of course you may. It's your job.
All of a decaf soy milk latte, mocha niño, immediately.
I am so sorry, madam. We have no decaf latte mocha niños with soy milk today.
Fine, skip the soy.
What can I say?
I said fine regulars.
That's not the problem, madam. The problem isn't just the soy, you see. It's more than just the soy.
Yeah, so?
I couldn't be more sorry, madam. But sad to say, the fact is that not only do we have no soy.
Oh boy.
Don't tell me that you
have
no
mocha.
Other than just a decaf latte.
I don't. Latte.
What?
We do expect a little latte later, but we haven't got a latte now.
You can't be out of latte. That would mean you're out of milk.
Sir, not only are we out of milk, we're out of cream. We're out of half and half.
Cafe latte without
we're
the
also
lot.
Also out of calf.
Not even deep.
Is that allowed?
All right, then tea. Twining's Earl Grey, bag on the side.
Ah, yes. Well.
Don't tell me.
I am so sorry, madam. I do apologize. It's unforgivable. I'm so embarrassed. But not only are we out of Earl Grey, we're out of Earl Green, we're out of Earl Red and Blue and everything in between.
Okay, then Lipton's. I don't care. Whatever.
I apologize profusely, madam. But we're shit out of tea today.
You gotta be kidding.
Je suis désolé.
Fine, Diet Coke,
madam,
with lemon.
If I may, I forgot to say, by the way, we have no Coke, we have no Sprite, we have no Mountain Dew, no Fresca Light. And I should add, although I do regret it, if you're thinking beer or wine, forget it.
Yeah, let's just order. Give me the abalone omelet, runny, extra saffron.
Excellent choice.
I've changed my mind about manna. I crave huevos rancheros.
A superb selection.
I'll do the blood pudding. Make it vampiric.
Nice.
I will have the curried goat hash.
Ma, splendid.
Do I want the Malay duck?
It is an unparalleled experience.
Done.
I'm going to go basic. A cheeseburger, medium. That's California medium, only pink around the edges.
Just bring the shit, will you? We're starving.
Ah, yes. Well, perhaps I should have mentioned.
What?
I am so sorry, sir, but we're out of abalone omelets. Although I have to say they are delicious, and I'm sure you'd like them if we had them, but we don't.
Ah, for Christ's sake. Then make it two hashes. Only make my goat medium.
Nor have we any hash. Never mind the curried goat. And wait, I made a note. Oh, yes, the huevos. Not up. Sorry. Right. Who had the duck? You're out of luck.
Fuck.
As for the blah, blood pudding, well, I wouldn't recommend it anyway.
What's the advertising?
I want to talk to one of them.
That is not good. Oh, it's in this
the entire management and staff and international consortium that owns and operates the cafe, everything. I can't apologize enough. I just may go and kill myself. That's what I'll do. I'll kill myself. I'd rather kill myself than have to tell you we're completely out of food.
Hello.
Of any kind. I should have given you some warning. But it's been a very busy morning.
Then why the hell did you take our orders?
Madam, that's my job. I'll go check on that water.
I thought he wanted to kill himself.
Cafe Nada, they ought to call it.
Hey, could you make that sparkling?
What in the world was that?
That was a gunshot. Because I asked for sparkling? Why don't we go to Bistro a la Mode? It's French deconstructivist cuisine.
Well, back to square one. Everybody, into the car.
Okay, let's jump back into our review of the Broadway musicals of the past season. We are now up to Harmony, which opened on November 13th of last year by Barry Manilow and Bruce Sussman. And it's been a very long road for Harmony, about the comedian harmonists, a six-man singing ensemble from Germany who became international stars in the 1920s. It had its premiere at La Jolla Playhouse in 1997 that was then followed by many setbacks. In 2005, the rights had finally been won back by Barry Manilow and Bruce Sussman, but the next version of Harmony didn't appear until fall of 2013 at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, which was then followed by a production at the Amundsen Theater in Los Angeles in spring of 2014. Then there were more setbacks until the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York presented Harmony in April of 2022 to some excellent reviews, including a critic's pick from the New York Times, and it was nominated for Best Musical by the Lucille Lortel Awards and the Drama Desk Awards. And they finally got their Broadway opening night, as I said, last November 13th, but were greeted this time with very mixed to negative reviews and a disappointing run of 96 performances and no Tony Award nominations. So we're going to hear three selections from Harmony right near now. We're going to hear Zal Owen and the guys singing Come to the Fatherland. Then we're going to hear Sierra Bagas and Julie Benko with Where You Go. And we'll conclude with the group singing Stars in the Night.
Cheers to the...
the fatherland.
Here's to the jokes we swallow. Come where the Aryans are purer, and jump when the Führer says boo.
Boo!
Come to the fatherland.
That's Deutschland to you.
Heidi, Heidi, ho, ho.
Here we never choose or think. Tell us where to go. If the lemming's at the brink, we don't wanna know.
Come to the fatherland.
The Führer has decreed. Saxon, and your hair is flaxen.
We want you to breed.
Holy, 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 ho, 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 ho. Hail to the fatherland.
Just drink your beer in Deutschland.
Hail to the fatherland.
But don't be queer in Deutschland. And if you're good at tushy kissing,
or maybe you're missing a screw, come to the fatherland.
Unless you're a Jew.
Get ahead of ourselves.
But if you're so insane that you're scratching at your hiney, or bored being whiny and blue,
sail to the fatherland. Run to the fatherland. Hail to the fatherland.
Come to you.
But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried."
Where you go, I will go. Walk, I'm beside you, my love. Where you are is where I want to be.
Sorry for you.
I just wanted to end, Ruthie.
and I want you to go somewhere and be safe.
That's why I feel sorry for you. You think it ends here?
Where you go, I will go. In your dreams, in the shadows, and cruel as it seems, there's nothing ending here. Where I
thank you.
Now, the third revival to open of the season out of the six opened in November, was November 16th of last year, and it was a revival of Spamalot, which had actually started in Washington, D.C., to great reviews and moved to the St. James Theater, where it ran 164 performances. But there is no cast recording of the show, so we can't really play it, and I didn't really want to play from the original Broadway recording. But I did want to mention it because it did receive a Tony nomination for Best Featured Actress to the always terrific Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer. So I wanted to at least mention the show and mention her Tony nomination before we move on to our next musical. And the next musical opened in December, December 10th to be exact, and it is How to Dance in Ohio, based on the 2015 documentary of the same name. It was originally planned as a project by Hal Prince in 2018, but then after he passed away, Sammy Kamel stepped in as director. It had its premiere at Syracuse Stage and September of 2022 and made the move to Broadway just over a year later, as I said, opening in November of last year. The show follows a group of autistic young adults as they face the challenges of attending a spring formal dance organized by their counselor, Dr. Amigo. The musical was the first Broadway show to cast autistic actors in the leading roles as these autistic kids. The show was met with mixed to positive reviews, but had a hard time finding an audience, especially in the difficult winter months on Broadway when ticket sales tend to slow down, and it closed after only 72 performances. However, a London production has recently been announced, and I highly recommend the cast recording. Check out the score. It's actually quite a good score by Rebecca Greer-Milosik and Jacob Yandura. So check it out. We're going to hear three selections right now from How to Dance in Ohio. We're going to hear Liam Pierce and the cast doing Under Control, and then Madison Kopeck and the cast with Drift, and Desmond Lewis on Edwards and the cast doing Nothing at All from How to Dance in Ohio.
Check another box, ace another test. Watch how impressed they are with how I've progressed. Extra mile, make a better plan, be the poster child for if he can, then you can. So much improvement in such a hurry, goal after goal after goal. I aced my ACTs, but still I worry, is this all there? Everything under control. Get the perfect score, attend the perfect school, learn to decipher each new invisible rule. Hide away the flaws, I don't want the world to see. Do the best impression of what my parents want of me. So much improvement, it all gets blurry. Goal after goal after goal. They say I'm going far, but still I worry. The bottom will drop if I ever stop keeping everything under control. Just because I got in, does that mean I have to go? The expectations are always rising, goal after goal after goal.
after all. Is that why winning feels like compromising the trophy in hand? A life somebody else planned. Is this what I want? Everything under control. Everything under control. Everything under control.
Attention to what's on the page. The window keeps catching my eye. Watching the puffiest cumulus clouds drift by. This book is full of phenomenal facts, the kind that I really enjoy. This book I got from a friend who is also a boy. The continents all will collide in 300 million years or so. When they do, Malibu Beach will be full of snow. Deserts will appear in lands that once were cold. When the continents drift back together like hands that hold. Continental drift. What do I do with this new information? What meaning should I extract? I've always been better with books than with people. Fact. So I'll say in my room.
Somebody else feel inspired. I'm no object of pity, and if that's what you see, then clearly you aren't seeing me. 'Cause when I'm Roger Rabbit, I'm totally hilarious. When I'm Sherlock, the world makes perfect sense. When I'm Harley Quinn, I get a little unpredictable. In those days, I can be a bit intense. But today's look is nothing, nothing at all. I try to have patience meeting folks where they're at, but this gets under my skin. 'Cause if you're writing about me, then getting to know me should be where you begin. So condescending, assuming the worst without even meeting me first. 'Cause when I'm Wanda Maximoff, I can change my own reality. When I'm Gaga, I'm ready to rehearse.
Though I've worked hard to get there all this year. That's right, tomorrow night I will be doing my first live stream to discuss this controversy further here. 'Cause the whole conversation needs a huge overhaul. And if we simply do nothing, nothing will change at all.
Next up is the first show of the season to open in January in 2024, was based on the 1962 film, which itself was based on a 1958 teleplay. Days of Wine and Roses tells the story of Kirsten Arneson and Joe Clay, a young married couple whose social drinking soon plunges them into the darkness of alcoholism. Work on adapting this into a musical actually began while Adam Gettle and Kelly O'Hara were working together years ago on The Light in the Piazza, and it was only completed during the pandemic. The show premiered at the Atlantic Theater Company off-Broadway in June of last year for a limited engagement, which also produced a cast recording. The transfer to Broadway's Studio 54 was announced last September, also for a limited run, with its opening night as January 28th, with most of the Atlantic Theater Company cast making the move to Broadway. The show received excellent reviews, maybe the best reviews of any new musical this past season, especially for the leads Kelly O'Hara and Brian D'Arcy James, and also for Adam Gettle's eclectic jazz-infused score. Sadly, the depressing subject matter was a very hard sell, and the show closed early, not even completing its limited run. It did, however, received 3 Tony nominations: Best Actor in a Musical for Brian D'Arcy James, Best Actress in a Musical for Kelly O'Hara, and Best Score for Adam Gettle. So here are 2 selections from Days of Wine and Roses. We're going to hear Kelly and Brian singing Evanesce and As the Water Loves the Stone.
Two people stranded at sea, two people stranded are we. We are.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a dowser in the desert,
with all this water everywhere.
With all this water everywhere.
Flying to the ocean, swimming in the air.
I'm dowsing in the desert and I don't really care.
I don't care 'cause I have you now. You are all I need.
Some bubbly, something fizzy and evanescent.
Two dolphins breaking away, two dolphins right to the grave. We are.
Sometimes I feel like I am riding on an arrow.
Sometimes I feel like I am riding on an arrow.
On the needle of a compass.
On the needle of a
spinning
compass.
Counterclockwise.
Spinning counterclockwise.
Just a gust of air. With all this water everywhere.
With all this water everywhere.
I'm leaning out the window, I'm running with the knife.
I'm riding on an arrow, I'm running for my life.
What's the worry? I have you know, you are all I need.
Margaritas! You got your bubbly, your Cointreau, your lime, your Morton Salt, girl, ever intrepid. Even when it rains, it pours.
Thank you.
loud and sound are. We are.
We're gonna float until we wash up on an island. Until we wash up on an island.
We're gonna float until we wash up on an island.
I'm flying through the ocean, I'm swimming in the air. I'm diving in the desert and I don't care. I'm leaning out the window, I'm running with the night. I'm riding on an arrow, I'm running for my life.
What's the worry? I have you now. You are all I need and I don't want a single thing but just to get to be with you. To just say yes and
I can be shelter and shade. I can be father. I can be ready. There is a man who loves you as the water loves the stone, and the stone adores the hillside where the wind has always blown. And the wind pursues the rain cloud up as high as it will go. And the cloud then turns at last to love the water far below. So everything is circular and nothing is alone. And the man who loves you as the water loves the stone.
The final musical we are going to hear from in part one of Celebrating the Season is The Notebook, which opened in March and ushered in a huge wave of shows that would open between mid-March and the end of April to make the Tony Awards eligibility cutoff date. We'll hear from all those shows next time. As for The Notebook, it's based on the best-selling 1996 novel by Nicholas Sparks. It was actually his first novel, which in turn was adapted into the popular 2004 film starring Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling. It tells the story of Noah Calhoun and Allie Calhoun, an elderly couple living in a nursing home. Noah reads to Allie from a worn-out notebook of the title, hoping to rekindle her lost memories, and we then travel back in time to see Noah and Allie at different times in their lives as their romance began and went through various difficulties, including separation and lost letters, etc. The score is by Ingrid Michaelson, a popular singer-songwriter. This is her first musical theater score. Becca Brunstetter, who wrote the book, is a well-respected playwright who's also worked in television. The Notebook had its world premiere at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater in September of 2022, where it was a hit with audiences and received very good reviews. Broadway was obviously the next step. The show came into New York with very positive buzz from Chicago, and many people were predicting it would be a major Tony Awards contender. But when it opened on March 14th of this year, the New York critics weren't as impressed as the critics in Chicago were. The reviews were decidedly mixed to negative, with most of them finding it to be too much of a manipulative tearjerker, which actually was quite a surprise. The Tony nominations it did receive, which were only three, were for Best Actor in a Musical for Dorian Harewood, Best Actress in a Musical for Marianne Plunkett, and Best Book for Becca Brunstetter. We're going to hear three selections from the cast recording. We're going to hear Ryan Vasquez with Leave the Light On, Joy Woods singing My Days, and then Tony nominees Marianne Plunkett and Dorian Harewood with I Know, all from The Notebook.
I'll leave the light on, turn down the bed, heat up the kettle, butter some bread, stay up till midnight, haunting these halls. Let's hang on memories all over these walls. And where have you talk about life, about war, about dinner and more, about the sun and the moon. And where have you gone? Another sunset, it happens to fall right into a new day, crushing us all. Come and gone. Living is waiting, living and wanting, living alone. Where have you gone? Just out for a walk. And when you get back, we'll have us a talk about life, about war, about dinner and more, about the sun. A snowstorm keeping me warm. I almost feel you. You're kissing my neck, blinking and breathing, laughing and living. And the hole in my chest isn't there anymore. Where have you
Where am I? Where am I going? Is it somewhere that I want to go? And when I get there, is that where happy is? Or is it somewhere I already know? Sometimes I feel like I cry without a noise. Sometimes I feel like somebody chose my choice. My days. I can feel something growing. It is small, but it's shifting the ground. When I was younger, I could hear it, but it's back. It's my sound. Sometimes I feel like I lost my.
I've seen them wrapped around a baby girl. I have a girl. I have a boy. He has your hands. Excuse me if I pull away. I just don't quite know what to say. It's like I'm in a memory of a memory of a memory. But I know your hands. Where do I go when I go? When I disappear, where do I go? Where do I go? Help me, help me while I'm here.
I know
your eyes. I've seen through them a thousand times.
that bright?
Yes, that's right.
It's like I'm in a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream.
Where do we go?
When we go?
When we disappear? Where do we go? Where do we go?
Help me, Noah. Help me while I'm here.
Well, there you have it. Part one of celebrating the season as we look back at the recently concluded 2023-2024 Broadway musical season and look forward to the Tony Awards, which are coming up on June 16th. And coming very soon will be part two of celebrating the season as we tackle the onslaught of spring musicals that opened, which there are a lot of them and there's a lot of music to hear. So stay tuned for that.